Okay, well, I've been going through all the New Orleans film. They're pretty impressive. They don't do a lot of things well. But pretty balanced. Very aggressive offensive attack. And defensively, they do a good job, as well. Good personnel and a good scheme. Obviously, explosive in the kicking game as well. So, see why they've won five games. They're a real solid football team, well coached, and very well balanced, good in all phases of the game. So, another team we don't know very well, and we've got to really make up some ground on them preparation wise this week. And so, just all part of the challenge here, but it's a good football team.
Hey, Bill, thanks for doing this today. Just curious, what type of matchup problems do Jimmy Graham and Darren Sproles present, and how tough are they, on tape at least, to defend?
Tough. Real tough. Graham's very good receiving tight end. They split him out. They keep him kind of in the traditional tight end positions, but he's got a big route tree. Vertical receiver. Intermediate areas. Tough to handle on third down. Sproles, real explosive guy that can take a pass behind the line of scrimmage, screen pass, or angle route, or flat route, turn it up and push plays. So, also, he has a pretty big route tree, too. Vertical routes, inside routes, outside routes. They use some empty formation. Not a ton of it, but enough. It's hard to find them, both of them. They move around quite a bit. They're definitely their tough matchups.
Bill, following along the same line offensively, is Drew Brees a quarterback who will get to the line? And I know a lot of quarterbacks will spend some time processing the defense and trying to see what you're in. Will he change plays frequently, or are they diverse enough where he'll, post-snap look for the matchups that might be favorable? How much work does he do at the line to get them in and out of plays? And I guess the latter part is, how important is the disguising chess match that you'll do defensively?
Yeah, I think that's a real challenging part of playing New Orleans here and their offense. I'd say that they certainly have the ability to change plays. And he will, at times, you'll see him change plays or change protections. I wouldn't say that's it's something that you see him do a lot, but he certainly can do it. I think they're a team that plays at a pretty high tempo, quick counts. They come out and they go fast a lot of times, not all the time, but enough. And I think that the pace that they go at, even though they're not really a no-huddle team per se, they have a very fast tempo, and that's a very challenging part of playing against them. So does he change them? Yes. Can he change them? Yes. Does he do it a lot? No, I wouldn't say it's, we've seen other guys do it more, but I would say that he does it probably when he needs to. Like if they're in a play that is a bad play, he can get out of it. But he plays at a fast tempo, and you don't have a lot of time defensively to see your assignments, communicate them, and do them, because it all happens in a hurry, and they give you a lot of different looks. So you've got to react to it pretty quickly.
And just from a logistical standpoint, Bill, so the notion of trying to disguise things, you got to get lined up. You can't be playing games defensively and trying to hedge and recover and everything else before the snap because they go a touch of pace.
I'd say that's pretty accurate. You got to be careful about trying to do too much with him. You better be able to get to what you have, which does mean that a lot of times you have to show what you're in. In order to match up against their different looks, because they create a lot of different formationing, and like I said, detaching the tight end, detaching the backs. He's a lot of different personnel groups with the multiple tight ends, multiple, you know, all their backs play, all their tight ends play, all their receivers play. So they run them in and out of there in a hurry, and then get lined up and get ready to go. And you gotta be ready to play when the ball snapped, because he does a very good job of when the defense isn't. And they miss somebody, he finds them, and they get a bunch of plays every week on, I would say, defensive mistakes or alignment errors that he recognizes and just gets the ball to whoever it is, and then you're chasing them.
Excellent. Thank you.
That's a big challenge.
I'm wondering on Sunday, with regard to first downs, you guys ran the ball successfully quite a bit early on and seemed to get away from it and were pass heavy. Really, right through the second quarter, and I was curious what your thoughts were on that.
I mean, overall, you know, there might have been opportunities for them to do a few more runs. You know, some of those plays, you know, at times some of them are checked. It took what we felt like was the best look or the best play kind of quarter into the game. Situationally, we ended up throwing the ball quite a bit there this last couple series. But you know, we're just trying to find the best matchups and do what we thought was best to be able to ball efficiently. We did have some plays in the running game. I thought we had some opportunities in the passing game, too. Could we have gone in a different ratio or percentage? We probably could have. I didn't really feel that bad about what we were doing. We just didn't do it well enough.
Hey, man, I'm not sure how much you guys watched last year's game at all, but defensively, how different schematically are they under Rob Ryan versus Spagnuolo, and then what would be some of the basic tenets of both Ryan's system and the personnel they have on defense that led them to what's been a pretty darn good start through five games?
Yeah, they've had a real good start. I'd say last year they were a real heavy blitz zone team, and they gave up a lot of big plays, gave up a lot of yards, a lot of plays. I would say this year under Rob, they haven't given up very many big plays. They play, let's say, they're one of the characteristics of their defense is that they play a lot of multiple defensive packages that vary from week to week, similar to what Rex does or has done at New York at times, where they might play nickel, but one week it's one version of nickel, another week it's another version of a nickel. They might play dime, they might play seven DBs, but the players don't always necessarily play in the same spots. They'll move them around by game plan and by matchups, and by the type of plays that they or calls that they want to run. You know, last week was probably a good example where they came out in kind of a new nickel look against the Bears and you know, sacked them in the first couple series, got a strip sack and a turnover on a couple, looked like you know, a couple protection errors that the Bears had on a couple of their blitzes, and you know, then they, you know, get a couple turnovers, get a couple sacks, three and outs early, and really kind of kept Chicago from getting into much of a rhythm in the game for, you know, I'd say the better part of the first half, just because of the way it started. So you got to be ready for something new, different. They haven't shown that they just feel like is the way they match up against you, and the way they deploy their personnel, particularly in the secondary, but really it's the whole defense. But the way they deploy it changes, can change quite a bit from a game-to-game matchup basis. You know, they played a lot of 3-4 defense early in preseason, and, you know, that's certainly their base, similar to what he did in Dallas. But the actual number of snaps that they've played it during the regular season this year has been a far lower percentage. Now, again, they've gone up against some good passing teams like Chicago and Atlanta, and, you know, teams like that. Miami, you know, has their own style of offense, so again, he kind of modifies their base scheme based on what he's facing, and it can change from week to week.
Hi, Bill. Just wondering if you think that there are a lot of similarities in Tom Brady and Drew Brees.
Well, I'm sure there are some. Both quarterbacks had great careers, very productive, won a lot of games. They both do a lot of things well. Complete a lot of passes for a lot of yards, for a lot of touchdowns, and not too many turnovers and sacks and bad plays in there. So quick decisions, accurate passing, and all that. I think there's a lot of similarities like that. I think they each have their own playing styles that are also different, but both very effective. Both smart guys that see the field well, make quick decisions, and manage the game well. Find the right matchups, get the ball to their productive players, and let them do a lot of the work and stay out of bad plays. So that's probably a pretty common thread with both of them over their careers.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.